What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about Venezuela, and apparently plans to go into Venezuela began, as far as we know, last August. So in March of this year, Guaido announced he was interim president and declared Operation Freedom, which was there to overthrow the Maduro government and would take certain tactical actions beginning on April 6th, which apparently we are now past. Part of the plan anticipates the Venezuelan military will turn against Maduro. That has not happened yet. Maduro does not have the support of the military. He does not have support of the general population. In fact, everywhere he goes, he requires protection because the Venezuelans are just attacking him. And we're not talking about organized protest groups. We're just talking about Venezuelans walking along the street. They see him in his car, and they just run up and pound on the car. So, apparently, the U.S. is realizing that Guaido is not coming up to par. And according to this 75-page regime change manual prepared by the U.S. Global Development Lab, which is a branch of the U.S. Agency for International Development, how arrogant they're getting there, the manual advocates the creation of rapid expeditionary development teams, meaning soldiers, to partner with the CIA and U.S. Special Forces to conduct a mix of offensive, defensive, and stability operations in extremist conditions. It's going to turn into another Vietnam. Now, interestingly enough, the United States is once again warning Russia, you stay out of Venezuela. Don't you dare go in there. That's our backyard. At which point Russia could say, well, the Middle East is our backyard. Why didn't you get out of Syria first? Which, in fact, Russia said that. You leave Syria. We'll think about getting out of Venezuela. But interestingly enough, according to this headline in Newsweek, U.S. says the Russia standoff over Venezuela may get worse before it gets better. So the question is the U.S. really ready to do a military intervention in Venezuela, knowing that Russia is going to step in on the other side? Because Russia basically won in Syria. Alrighty, let's go back to the phones here. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to try to promote a movie that's in theaters right now.
Unplanned.
I think everybody needs to see this movie. It is about a woman named Abby Johnson. And this woman was the youngest clinic director in the history of Planned Parenthood. And it tells her true story of what changed her to become pro-life and stand against abortion. And if you have teenage children, you really should take them to see this. If you're pro-life, you should go see this. If you know someone who is pro-choice, but maybe there's a chance they could change their mind, you should take them to see this. This movie names names, and it actually tells the truth about Planned Parenthood, what they're all about and what their agenda is. I'm not the kind of guy to show his emotions or show when he's moved, but this movie had me in tears. What I saw tore me up inside. People, you really need to see this movie, and you need to tell everyone you know about this. This movie could well end the abortion debate once and for all.
Well, the movie, if, as I understand it, is called Unplanned. I haven't seen it myself yet. I know the corporate media is trying to ignore it with as much dignity as they can. I know that pro-abortion people on social media are trying to slam it, but I understand that it is doing very well, and people are going to see it, and word of mouth, such as you just called in with, is in fact convincing people they need to see this film. I'm certainly going to see it when it becomes available.
Well, I live in Georgia, and it played at one of the theaters in Evans, Georgia, and I went to see it Thursday. And I'll tell you, Mike, it was amazing. I was able to keep my composure until I finally got out to the truck. And as soon as I was in the truck and closed the doors, I fell apart. This movie is so moving.
If you
can make it through this movie without shedding a tear, you have no heart. Because it actually depicts in this movie what the doctors and the nurses actually see on the sonogram as this six-week fetus fights for its life. It is the most dramatic thing I have ever seen in my life. And I encourage everyone, please, go see this movie. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And I've been hearing all kinds of good things about Unplanned. And again, the pro-abortion people don't want you to see it. They're speaking out against it on social media. Corporate media is giving it zero coverage whatsoever. But I'm hearing that in the theaters in which it's playing, it's doing very, very well. Wasn't able to get a widespread distribution deal. At some point, it'll be on cable. At some point, it may even be on the internet. But it's a contentious issue. And some of the things that people are saying about the abortion issue are just disgusting. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. All righty, getting on back here to Venezuela. Apparently, experts have begun to unravel how the cyber attacks against Venezuela's electricity system were carried out. And they've determined so far that, first of all, it was U.S. actors working through channels in Colombia and Chile. And apparently it did involve the injection of viruses into the electrical system. And hopefully they'll harden their systems against that sort of thing. But yeah, that's the U.S. is bringing down an entire country's electrical system. So all you other countries out there on Earth, pay attention. Because the U.S. can do it to you and will do it to you if you let them. So now's the time to start hardening your systems. Alrighty, over on Fox News, they have this segment called Authentic Voices, and they had this person up there saying, my mother left Venezuela in the 1980s because under Hugo Chavez, socialism was rampant. It was ruining the country. Oh, feel sorry for this situation. Well, Fox News, I hate to bust you on this. Hugo Chavez didn't get into power until 1998. So shame on you, Fox News. You get three Pinocchios for that one. Remember Pat Robertson? He's supposed to be this Christian minister. And he's now out there on video. It's on whatreallyhappened.com. He's calling on the U.S. military to take out Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro with a drone strike. So whatever happened to thou shalt not kill, Pat? That's what I want to know. Okay. Okay. Now, getting on over to Israel. Story coming out of Jerusalem Post. Netanyahu is apparently saying that Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid will win the elections. He said this on an interview to Radio 103 FM on Sunday. And Netanyahu claimed that the Blue and White Party is leading by several mandates. Netanyahu also warned that if Likud does not win the elections, the citizens of Israel will wake up with Yair Lapid as prime minister. Well, it's between the right and the far right, and it's not really going to change all that much for the Palestinians, except that Gantz and Lapid are not talking about annexation. Netanyahu is. And Netanyahu is out there again campaigning. He's ruling out a Palestinian state. He's courting the right-wing voters, saying he's going to annex the West Bank, starting with the illegal settlements, and then eventually all of it. And excuse for that is saying that even if the settlements are illegal, they shouldn't be living under Palestinian sovereignty. In fact, Palestinian sovereignty is dead. You know, this coming from the government that has been justifying its abuse of the people of Gaza and the West Bank by saying the Palestinians want to take us off the map. They want to push us into the ocean. So the elections are going to be starting very, very soon. And in fact, let's see what time it is in Jerusalem. Because... Oh, okay. All of a sudden, I'm getting stuff from Twitter, which I haven't been on in a very, very long time. Actually, I will correct that. Last night, I watched that Discovery Channel thing about opening the mummy on live TV, and just out of curiosity, I went to Twitter just to look. I didn't even post, and all of a sudden, I'm getting Twitter stuff. Okay, it's just after midnight in Jerusalem, so... 8 hours before the election start, or something along that line. Over in the West Bank, two entire Palestinian villages have received demolition orders from Israeli authorities, one in Hebron and one in Bethlehem. And this is 9 residential structures, in addition to caravans and animal barns, have been ordered to be destroyed in the village of Tuwana in Masar Yara. And... again, the justification is they don't have the necessary Israeli permit for the structures. And therefore, the occupation authorities claim the right to destroy the buildings. For the third time, settlers have locked shut a mosque in occupied Jerusalem. And apparently, the official responsible for opening and closing the mosque was surprised by the presence of an adhesive on the door to the Sheikh Maki Mosque in the old city of occupied Jerusalem, and apparently nails had also been used to lock the door shut. Witnesses added that the settlers attacked the mosque twice last month, again, adhesive materials on the door to keep it closed during prayer time. Normally, the mosque opens at noon and closes after evening prayers. How petty. How trivial here. Story coming on out of truthout.org. The International Association of Democratic Lawyers have presented a petition from the International Lawyers Campaign for the Investigation and Prosecution of Crimes Committed Against the Palestinian People to Fatou Bensouda, Chief Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. The petition urges Bensouda to initiate a full investigation and prosecute violations of international humanitarian law and international human rights law committed by Israeli officials in the occupied Palestinian territories. The petition has garnered the support of tens of thousands of lawyers worldwide. The anger is building. We sit here watching these horrific atrocities being committed against unarmed protesters by, you know, snipers from armored locations, and they're saying, you know, we're defending ourselves, we're defending ourselves, we're defending ourselves. This story from Al Jazeera, and it's talking about the continuing fallout from the United Nations Human Rights Council's Commission of Inquiry, talking about the Great March of Return, and pointing out that Israeli snipers intentionally fired on civilians who presented no danger to them. They shot protesters, medics, journalists, disabled people, and children, and overwhelmingly were aiming for the lower limbs using these very high-powered bullets that can kill somebody up to a kilometer away, and of course they're just, you know, a few hundred yards. And at one point they were using these so-called butterfly bullets. And so these serious leg wounds require amputation. They require multiple surgeries to try and get the healing started. Treatment can take a total of 2 years for all these people. So Israel is trying to maim Gaza into silence. And then Israel wonders why the rest of the world is appalled. Over in Iran, as you're probably aware, they've had massive, massive rains, and they are having floods, even worse than we're having here in the United States of America. At least 70 people are dead, and some 1,900 communities have been totally flooded. Countries around the world are reaching out to the Iranian Red Crescent saying, we want to send you financial aid. We want to help you deal with this disaster. And they're all being blocked by the U.S. sanctions. The U.S. government will not relax the sanctions to allow foreign aid in to deal with the flood victims. So you think about that one for a while. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says that the ruthless policies adopted by President Trump during his term in office, of which the previous story is one, have created a tense situation in the world, undermining the global order and international peace. And Ali, when you've got it right, you've got it right. That's exactly what's happening. Larijani referred to the U.S. withdrawal from its INF treaty with Russia, its trade war in China and other European countries, its withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement and the Iran nuclear deal, and its ruthless behaviors in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the occupied Palestinian territories. Said such behaviors have undermined peace and security in the world. And he's right about that one, except for the Paris Climate Accord. That's the one I actually agree with getting out of, because that's based on a gigantic hoax. Okay. Now, getting on back here. Here's where it gets kind of interesting. The United States is now designating Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization. Now, that's a little hard to sell, because if you've ever seen videos of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, they're a uniformed military unit, trained and disciplined with a chain of command. Now, the reason for this seems to be that Iran is trying to send some financial support to Syria, and the U.S. has already declared Syria a terrorist organization, or some component of Syria a terrorist organization. So, well, if you're helping out the people that we say are terrorists, then you're terrorists too. But if Trump keeps pushing, we are going to be in World War III for real. We're just so close. Right now, we are just so close. Over in the Western Pacific, things are heating up there. In the Philippines, Duterte is threatening to destroy China if China interferes with the Philippines Navy in the South China Sea. So we're building up to a confrontation there as well. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is planning to ask Donald Trump to ease sanctions on Kim Jong-un. And basically, Moon plans to embrace the risk of personal diplomacy by asking Trump to grant reciprocal measures after Seoul and Washington laid out the necessary groundwork via working-level discussions. So Moon Jae-in is trying to help Donald Trump understand the problem that easing of sanctions and disarmament have to go hand in hand, one after the other after the other. Trump is not going to get any points in North Korea with this attitude of, you give us everything we want first and then we'll do something nice for you. Because North Korea has no guarantees the United States will keep its word, because the United States has broken its word so many times. Again, with all the treaties they pulled out of. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And let's turn to our domestic politics because there's a lot going on there as well. It is now coming on out that Hillary's campaign manager was pushing that fake Russia collusion story at the Democratic National Convention. The very same day the FBI launched the Trump-Russia investigation. So the DNC was in on it. This all came down from Hillary. We know that Hillary started pushing Trump-Russia collusion within 24 hours after she lost the election. But they were trying to set the stage for this at the actual convention, saying that, you know, again, Russia was interfering with the election, that they'd hacked DNC emails, which we know they didn't. The metadata doesn't line on up. And it's just amazing. Now, Congressman Devin Nunes said that he will issue as many as 24 criminal referrals to the Department of Justice relating to misconduct during the Trump Russia investigation. And Nunes said the American people need to have confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice, so we're working on the referrals. Now, he was on Sean Hannity's show. Yeah, it would be nice if we could have confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice. after so many failings, going all the way back to COINTELPRO. I think that's going to be a hard order. Here is the problem. Okay, Nunes can submit the criminal referrals to the Department of Justice, but it will be up to William Barr if there are going to be actual indictments and prosecutions. And here's where we get to find out just whose side William Barr is on. Okay, John Solomon is out there saying his sources inside the FISA court are saying that the second half of 2019 will be a year of accountability, will bring a lot of people to justice. I keep hearing that. I'm not seeing it happen. I remember back in 2016, we were all cheering, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And Trump said, yeah, if I was president, you'd be in jail. He's president. She's not in jail. Oh, and by there's a new scandal. Apparently, Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, was caught stealing some of the furniture and lamps and things from the Secretary of State, Department of Justice. She's still stealing furniture from the American people. She doesn't own that stuff. So what are they going to do now that Russia collusion has collapsed? Are they going to hang their heads in shame? Probably not. Are they going to say, we're sorry? Probably not. Are they going to say, we promise we won't do it again? Definitely not. They're probably already searching for the next great hoax, the next big lie, something that they can throw on to Trump, anything that they can find. Trump is actually a Chinese asset. We were just looking in the wrong direction. So the Democrats are basically engaging. They're trying for a scorched earth policy going into 2020. And they're so monomaniacally focused on this that the Democrats are proving themselves incapable of addressing the real challenges facing our country. They've turned our Congress, they've turned the entire city of Washington, D.C., into a somewhat more dignified pro-wrestling ring. It's amazing here. Beto O'Rourke is out there speechifying. As you know, he's running for 2020. And, okay. Sorry about that. Beto O'Rourke, first of all, came on out and said that Netanyahu's a racist, and I think AIPAC is not going to be calling him any longer. But he came out with this more bizarre situation, comparing the Electoral College to slavery. And he wants it abolished. Now, the fact of the matter is that the vast majority of the population of the United States actually lives in some very tight, compacted areas. I think it's something like about 20 different counties. And that's why we have the Electoral College. But Hillary still can't get over the fact that she won the popular vote and lost the electoral vote. Those are the rules. That's how it's played. Both sides knew it going on in. And then afterwards, Hillary wanted to change the rules here. All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is under fire again for a bunch of things. Apparently, she was in an interview talking about military defense, and she was munching popcorn, wiping her hands on her pants. But apparently, last Friday, she was addressing a black audience. And she tried to fake an accent to pander to them, and it blew up in her face. More about that when we come back from these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Pardon me. We're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And apparently last Friday, she was addressing a black audience, and she tried to affect an accent. And African-Americans condemned her for doing so. And Alexandria initially claimed that those who were calling her out for the accent were trying to distort and deflect, and it was all just a conspiracy theory. Well, no, it wasn't, because it was on video. And now she's out there saying that she had to code switch the speech because there would be costs associated for not doing it. I don't even know what that is supposed to mean. But this congresswoman, who regularly refers to those on the political right as racists, white supremacists, and xenophobes, added it was hurtful that people would criticize her for using an accent. And I saw another little blurb racing by on the bars here, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying, why are older men so obsessed with me? Is this really the best that we can do for Congress? All right. Now, last Friday, somebody started a rumor, apparently unfounded, that WikiLeaks had announced that the Ecuadorian embassy in London was about to eject Julian Assange within hours, if not days, and that they'd already made an arrangement for the British police to come and arrest him. This was immediately denied by the Ecuadorian embassy, and I'm wondering what's going on, who's playing games here. But one of the games that they like to play with Julian Assange is, you know, say, oh, he's not a journalist. He's not a journalist, because every time you get into this debate about why he faces prosecution, they say, oh, he's not really a journalist, and therefore he can't do this. Well, the problem is there is, in fact, nothing in the Constitution, or for that matter, even the law, that says what constitutes a real journalist or not. The real issue here is Title 18. Now, had Julian Assange solicited classified information, then he'd be in trouble. But he was the recipient of a leak. And if you go back to the Pentagon Papers, that's exactly what happened at the Washington Post and the New York Times. They were given leaked documents. They didn't ask for them. They just showed up. And they realized they had something important the American people needed to know. And Assange is the same way. That's what WikiLeaks does. They promise anonymity to whistleblowers. They get the information. They make it public. And therefore, the Supreme Court decision in Nixon versus Washington Post, New York Times applies here. The founding fathers gave the press the freedom they need to serve the American people, to fulfill their important role in our democracy. The press was designed to serve the governed, not the governors. Now, if Assange is ejected and he's arrested, I hope his lawyers are smart enough to realize that is the strongest way to move forward, because I don't think you're going to see the Supreme Court, no matter how compromised they are, going on back and reversing that historic decision. Now, speaking of whistleblowers, there's a study that just came on out. There's apparently an office in the Pentagon itself that deals with whistleblower complaints. Apparently, they're getting something like 6 a day of people coming forward and saying, you've got to look into this. They're just wasting the money. There's malfeasance. There's ill behavior. 6 per day over at the Pentagon here. All right, getting on into the economic news here. Trump and Pelosi are both catering to private health insurance, and Trump is working on his new great health care plan and opposition to Medicare. And Pelosi's defense of the Affordable Care Act. And basically, they're both aimed at garnering support from the private insurance industry. Private insurance industry loves ACA. And I think the private insurance industry is saying that Trump's great health care plan could be Obamacare 2.0. Story coming on out of Blacklisted News. Is the EU reneging on its commitment to bank bail-ins? And apparently there was this provisional agreement struck between the European Commission and the Italian government to reimburse some investors who bought shares in failed banks. And this could soften EU rules on bank rescues. Now, these rules represent the central plank of the EU's post-crisis banking reform. They came into law in the wake of Europe's sovereign debt crisis, were designed to make sure that collapsing banks in Europe would in the future be resolved with the funds of stockholders, bondholders, and other investors, including account holders with deposits of more than 100,000 euros, instead of classic bailouts that raid indirectly taxpayer funds. So that's the direction the banks are going to. If you are a customer of a bank, you're not a customer anymore. You're an unsecured investor. And if the bank gets in trouble, your money can be taken just like that, because we have to save the banks. The banks are gods incarnate, or they're the temples to God incarnate, which is wealth. China's boosting their bullion reserves as they're getting ready for their anti-dollar push. They increased their gold holdings for the fourth straight month in March. Total reserves are now 60.62 million ounces. And this is part of their strategy to shift away from the U.S. dollar. The last month's inflow, March alone, totaled 11 tons of bullion, which followed the 9.95 tons in February, 11.8 tons in January, 9.95 tons in December. I can't even imagine what that much gold would look like. Okay. Here's an article, and it's rather interesting. This is coming out from Investment Watch blog, and it's asking an important question. Is America losing its grip on the world economy? And I would say, yes, it is. The more the U.S. tries to impose dollar hegemony on the rest of the world, the more the world moves away. These trade wars aren't working. The tariffs aren't working. The sanctions aren't working. Now, Trump made it a promise of his president to stop the U.S. being abused as the world's piggy bank. But not all foreign powers seem to be going along with his assertive style of foreign economic policy, because apparently his way of stopping the rest of the world from using the U.S. as a piggy bank is for the U.S. to use the rest of the world as a piggy bank. And the rest of the country isn't all that happy about that. So what's going on over there? Right now, the U.S. is doing a lot of arm twisting, trying to basically force other countries to buy American. And one of the big battlegrounds, of course, is Huawei. And Washington is trying to scare other countries into dropping Chinese telecoms from supplying 5G network equipment. 5G is the coming thing. I know the 4G providers don't like that. That's why you're always seeing all these bogus emails about 5G is going to kill you. 5G will make your ears fall off. But Washington is saying Beijing could capture any data transferred through Huawei devices at will. But both Germany and Great Britain have refused to bar Huawei from participating in tenders, with Berlin publicly rebuking Washington by saying that it has its own security standards. Here is the question. Who do you want to be spied on? The United States government or by China? Because we can assume that pretty much all large countries are coercing their technology firms to put in backdoors. We know the U.S. has been doing it for a very long time. Remember the NSA key scandal with Windows NT? They've been doing it all along. So apparently Washington failed in this effort because they really didn't have any evidence that Huawei was going to do anything like that. Of course, the other problem is the United States currently does not have a 5G provider that can compete with Huawei. That's one way that we're losing it. Okay. Over in the European Union, they're trying to basically break the monopolies of our social media. They're trying to regulate Facebook and Twitter. And the European Union has gone to court for years against these American giants' legal terms. And they're losing. Apparently, a lot more places around the world are saying that Uber is not welcome. There have been anti-Uber protests in Chile. And currently, Uber is locked out from China, Turkey, much of the European Union. Nord Stream is proceeding despite U.S. efforts to block it. And that will tie Europe and Germany much closer to Russia than to the United States. Then we have this inevitable debate, the S-400 versus the F-35, where Turkey said, no, you can keep the F-35s. We're going to go with the S-400. First of all, the F-35 isn't doing all that well. And as I mentioned earlier, one must be suspicious of weapons provided to sort of lukewarm allies, that they don't contain self-destructs in there, that there isn't something in there that the U.S. could use to knock down the missiles should Turkey ever resist a U.S. invasion. Okay. All right. And I think that was the end of this one. So let's go back to the phones. James in Sacramento, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Michael, aloha. You know, the first thing I want to say is you look a lot better. I'm glad
you
had some time to take off. And, yeah. But the other thing I was going to say, when you were talking about Hillary Clinton, are we still working here?
Yeah, we're still on. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, you know, over all the years and all the stuff they've done, and it's actually been, you know, there's no debate around it. It's actually proven, and they've gotten off from, you know, being arrested and, you know, put in prison. But the whole thing is, for me, and I say this to my friends whenever they talk about Hillary and Bill, I'm like, okay, so put her in prison, you know, and then put Bill in prison too, and put them both in the same cell.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be...
The sparks would fly. Well, you know,
try to see who's alive after the first year.
You know, we know from the Clinton Foundation's own filings, they don't qualify to be a 501c3, and yet they still are. And, you know, obviously the Clintons have got a tremendous amount of juice. And, you know, of course, the Clintons wrecked Claire in my life 25 years ago. And that's part of my frustration. I thought by now there would have been some kind of resolution on the murder of Vince Foster.
Well, I mean, what about what Clinton was doing when he was in when he was the governor of
Arkansas,
Arkansas, exactly, yeah, and he was flying in all the drugs and flying out all the guns, and I mean, you know, Bill Clinton is as guilty as Hillary, and both of them are totally capable of murder without ever losing a night of sleep. They won't lose a night of sleep over it, you know.
Yeah, they really do think
that
they're... I mean, that story about Hillary, you know, looting the State Department for furniture for her residence, I mean, that just shows the attitude right there. We are untouchable. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Clinton, you know, raiding the Social Security Department and saying he balanced the budget.
Yeah, that was another one that he did.
Oh, my God, it's just crazy. And I just, my whole point is put them both in the same cell.
Yeah, that would be a suitable fit punishment, I think. It absolutely would be. But again, if the Clinton Foundation's 501c3 status was revoked, then Bill and Hillary would become personally liable for the taxes on all that money.
Well, that money should be confiscated, just like we do with other countries when we
confiscate
their money. And yeah, the RICO Act, exactly. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the laws are just for us little people, unfortunately. We live in a country where there is...
unfortunately.
And it's even worse than the old Soviet Union, you know, where those top leaders, the commissars, the people on the Politburo, they could do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever happened to them. They had their own private hospitals with better medicine and better doctors. That's where we are.
Yeah, and you're going to tell your people that you're a socialist state, so everybody's equal.
Yep. Well, you know, the funny thing is the Soviet Union made an absolute mockery of the Marxist vision by creating the most powerful ruling class in history. And we seem to have the same thing here in the United States. There's nothing the American people seem able to do to get this country off this ridiculous course we're on right now. we're going to get into a world war, and I'm convinced we're going to lose it, and we're going to lose it badly.
Yeah, but who's going to wind up sucking wind on it? You know, I mean, all of the small people or anybody that's actually got, you know, tons of money, and they're going to wind up being on just like the oligarchs in the Soviet Union, you know.
Well, you need to remember that following the rise of the Russian republics, Putin kicked the oligarchs out for the most part. They had to move on down to Israel, and they were not happy with that. It's one of the reasons why the West turned against Putin. Anyway, James, got to let you go. Got to take another
break. All right, brother. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Donald Trump's latest Federal Reserve Board pick, Herman Cain, says we need a dollar as good as gold. Yes, he's right. And the problem is other members of the Federal Reserve have said the same thing. Alan Greenspan, before was named chairman to the Federal Reserve Board, was a gold bug, wanted the dollar locked solidly to gold to keep it stable. Once he was inside the Federal Reserve, complete 180, oh yeah, we just got these printing machines. We'll just keep doing that. They're in a real corner over there. Okay, now here's an interesting little story. This came out over the weekend, and it involves something called the NOPEC bill. And it's a piece of U.S. legislation that would allow the Justice Department to take antitrust action against OPEC for manipulating the oil market. And specifically, the bill would remove sovereign immunity countries have from such action, allowing the U.S. government to sue. And in theory, the law would prevent OPEC from coordinating production cuts. Now, it's unclear if the bill will pass. It's also not guaranteed Trump would sign the bill if it reaches his desk. But Saudi Arabia, according to this story that came out of oilprice.com, Saudi Arabia threatened to use the nuclear option of selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar if the U.S. government goes ahead with the NOPEC law. Now, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Energy, Industry, and Mineral Resources is denying this, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they've received assurances the NOPEC bill is not, in fact, going to pass here. All right. Over the weekend, Trump fired Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. The story originally was that she tendered her resignation. Then apparently a little bit later, Trump was saying that he demanded her resignation. There'd apparently been a very contentious meeting in the White House. And apparently Trump's issue with Kirstjen was that nothing is getting done. So at the moment, Kevin McAleenan is now serving as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. One of the things that's really bothering me is apparently, remember last week Trump was saying, I'm going to close that border. If you, Mexico, do not stop these migrant hordes, I'm going to close the border next week, including for all commerce. Trump apparently reportedly has backed off on that one, saying he will give Mexico 1 year to figure out a way to stop the migrant hordes. Meanwhile, they're still hoarding across our border. Does Trump not understand these are going to be used as Democratic voters? All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.